You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
Dear GYE members, we've probably all asked ourselves this question. I've done tshuva 1,000 times, but I keep falling back into it. How can I make sure that this time, this Yom Kippur, things will be different? I'd like to try and present 4 simple steps to help us ensure that this Yom Kippur, things will really be different. Step number 1, I don't want this. In other words, deciding or convincing ourselves, at least with logic, that we don't want to keep falling for this. We know that Hashem is really the source of all good, all beauty, and all desire. After all, if He created it, surely He has it all. When we chase lust, we're like a child trying to catch a fleeting shadow. The desires we seek are all in Hashem, but our bodies only see the shadow. We'll never catch the shadow. Taivas Nashim is 99% seduction and only 1% real pleasure. Once we have it, the balloon pops and we see it was all hot air, nothing there. So we all want to break free of this. We know the truth. We know that we'll all die and be buried in the ground, naked and bare in a small plot of earth and be eaten by worms. No one wants to waste our precious lives running after flesh and blood. We want to break free of this and serve Hashem to achieve eternal life, spiritual light, which is a million times more beautiful and pleasurable than the fleeting shadows of seduction. Step number 2, I'll be fine without it. We have to believe that we can live without this. We've all probably experienced times when we were clean. Yes, it will be hard at first because of the addictive nature of these things and because we may have trained our brains to rely on the dopamine release. When we stimulate the dopamine unnaturally, the brain cuts down on the natural dopamine production. That's why when we try to stop, we feel withdrawal. But the longer we stick it out, the brain readjusts to the natural dopamine production. And as Chazal say, the less we feed it, the less we need it. We have to believe we can live without this and we'll be much better off without it. We'll have a better life, we'll be free, we'll be much better husbands, better fathers, and much closer to Hashem. We don't need this. Step number 3 is recognizing the truth about ourselves. It's actually ironic, but this step is the opposite of the first 2 steps. It's the realization that in spite of all the inspiration, in spite of the times that we imagine we finally figured out that we don't want this anymore, and in spite of believing that we don't need it and we'll be better off without it, we have to accept the painful truth about ourselves. We will never figure this out. We will never be smart enough to beat this through logic alone. The Gemara tells us about Rabbi Akiva. He thought he was beyond this. He would poke fun of Ivrei Avera until Hashem sent the Satan in the form of a woman to test him. And he began to climb the tree to sin if Hashem hadn't saved him at the last moment. Are we greater than Rabbi Akiva who died al Kiddush Hashem while they scraped off his skin? So let's get real and admit to ourselves the humbling truth. If we are faced with the taiva and we have the opportunity, we will fall. Accepting this truth about ourselves helps in a few ways. First of all, Chosemes shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. If we want Hashem's help, we need to stop lying to ourselves and believing that we are greater or smarter than we really are. Number 2, it's humbling. We accept that when it comes to these things, we're like little children who will run into the street to take a dirty lollipop with no regard for the dangers. Hashem helps those who are humble and brokenhearted. We can daven and say, Hashem, I'm like a little child with no seichel when it comes to these things. Please, Father, hold my hand. Don't let me run into the street and get run over. Thirdly, recognizing the truth about ourselves helps remove unhealthy shame and guilt. We can understand our past falls better and not keep beating ourselves up with questions like, how can a chashiv yid like me keep falling for this garbage? I'm living a life of lies. No, you're not. You're just living in a world where this stuff is all over the place. And you aren't greater than Rabbi Akiva. Shocking, isn't it? So step 3 is recognizing the painful and humbling truth. We will keep falling for it if we are given the chance. So you're all probably asking, if what you're saying in step 3 is true, what hope is there? And that's where step 4 comes in. Yes, there is a simple solution that has helped thousands of people. Once we've accepted step 1, that we really don't want this, and step 2, we believe we can live without it, and step 3, we recognize the truth about ourselves, that step 1 and 2 alone won't help, now we're ready for step 4. In step 4, we recognize that certain consequences and situations would stop us from falling. If your wife or your Rebbe was watching you, would you be looking at things you shouldn't be? Or if you knew that every time you looked at something you shouldn't, you'd get a shooting pain throughout your whole body, would you keep doing it? So we just need to find the right consequences in order to set up powerful fences for ourselves. If the child that exists in each of us is blocked by a fence, he won't run into the street to take the lollipop. So here's what we suggest. Make a shvua for 1 month that any time you begin to look at pritzah stick images of women in any way, shape, or form, and you continue seeking out and looking at such images for more than 30 seconds, you will need to give $100 donation to guard your eyes and say 20 minutes of Tehillim within the coming 48 hours. If you continue looking at such images for more than 5 minutes, you will need to give a $500 donation, say Tehillim for an entire hour, and tell your friend, Rebbe, or Chavrusa about your fall. These knosses are just ideas. You can adjust the knas to whatever you feel would work best for you, and you might have to adjust it as you go along. Don't despair if it doesn't work the first time. Many, many people have found that this kind of fence is the perfect solution for them. Because once you make the shvua, looking at these things is simply not an option anymore. The addictive patterns stop hounding us. The Yetzirah realizes it's just not worth it. He too doesn't want you to fall. He doesn't want you paying big money or fasting or telling someone close to you about the fall. And he knows you will if you fall. Because after the fall, we don't throw out our Yiddishkeit, right? We feel bad. We want to do tshuva. And we know that if we have a shvua, we'll have to keep it. It's a huge sin to be over a shvua. So just like we won't start eating trei for being mechalel Shabbos after a fall, we know that we'll have to keep the shvua. Just make sure it's something you can keep. Don't make the knas too hard that there's a risk you'll actually chas v'shalom be over on the shvua. Rabbeisai, don't be afraid of jumping in. Make this shvua today. We find in Chazal that even though making shvuas is highly discouraged, when it comes to Gidrei Arayis, Chazal encourage it. That's why Hashem gave us such a thing as shvuas. For more information on how to make the shvua properly, and for the proper nusach to protect yourself from possible problems, please see the Tafsik tool on the Guard Your Eyes website under Tools. You will feel free after making the shvua. You'll finally enter Yom Kippur with real hope. Hashem is waiting to help you. Take the jump into His arms. May we all have an uplifting Yom Kippur and a Gemar Chasima Toiva. Just one disclaimer I'd like to end with. The above method is not advisable for real addicts. Those who suffer from real addiction should see the website pornanonymous.org.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.